Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
From the Berkshires to the Sound, from wherever you live in MLB America, this is Inside the Parker. You give us 22 minutes and we'll give you the scoop on Major League Baseball. Now, here's Baseball Hall of Fame voter number 76, Rob Parker.
Welcome into another edition of Inside the Parker. I'm your host, Rob Parker. We're on the road in Philadelphia, and what a show we have for you today. Mark Gray, who's an editor at MLBBro.com, stops by. He'll talk about a special day in baseball that always gets overlooked. That and much more. Let's go.
To lead off, it's getting robbed.
And keep him up.
Rob's hot take on the three biggest stories in Major League Baseball.
Number one.
Mets starter Max Scherzer returned to the mound after that oblique injury that kept him sidelined. And man, he came back in mid-season form looking stellar against the Cincinnati Reds. With 11 strikeouts in 6 innings, gave up only 2 hits. The Mets lost the game. Scherzer had a no decision as the Mets lost in the bottom of the 9th, 1-0. But, I mean, they have to be thrilled with Scherzer returning. He'll be 38 years old in less than a month. And he was sidelined with that strained oblique muscle on his left side. And his pitching outing on Tuesday was his first big league game since May 18th, and he looked like an ace pitcher, looked like the guy the Mets need. And this is amazing when you think about it. The Mets have the second best record in the National League, and they've been doing it without Scherzer and also without Jacob deGrom, who's also scheduled to come back. So the Mets, despite the loss in Cincinnati on Tuesday, have to feel great about Scherzer's return to the mound.
Number two.
You thought you saw everything in Major League Baseball? Guess again. Tuesday night, we saw something that had never happened in the history of Major League Baseball. And that's hard to say since baseball's been around for a gazillion years. But yep, Byron Buxton, the talented center fielder for the Minnesota Twins, turned in the first ever 8-5 triple play in Major League Baseball history against the White Sox in Chicago. It was a spectacle. Of course, the White Sox helped out with some terrible base running. Nonetheless, we saw history made with a 8-5 triple play for the first time ever. Take a listen.
High fly right center. Buxton chasing it. Making the catch at the wall. They've got a possible triple play. There's two. Now a throw to first will be a triple play. Byron Buxton catching it at the wall, and there'll be three outs at the end of all this.
Number three.
It should come as no surprise that Yankees chairman Hal Steinbrenner said that there will be no contract negotiations between the Yankees and all-star right fielder Aaron Judge, who's having a monster year. This is not how the Yankees do their business. Any contract talks between the two sides will have to wait until November. That's just how it is. They knew that going in. That's why the Yankees offered him a contract extension before the season started. Judge decided to turn down the deal, which was for $213 million guaranteed. Along with his current salary, that would have made it a pot of $230 million. So instead, Judge, who leads the major leagues in home runs and is having a spectacular season for the Yankees, who are playing great baseball, will have to wait. And it'll be after the season. And let's be sure on this. The Yankees, if they want Aaron Judge, will not be outbid by any other team. I'm not buying the idea that the Yankees don't have a better shot at getting Judge than anybody else. And there will be offers for him. There's no doubt about it. He's a great guy, a great player, a great guy to lead your organization. But I still believe that at the end of the day, Judge loves being in pinstripes, loves playing in the Bronx, loves New York. And if the Yankees put up an offer bigger than anybody else, or at least equal to everybody else, that he will take it. So stay tuned.
Here comes the big interview. Listen and learn.
Oh, it's so good.
Now let's welcome into the podcast. This is a little special edition here. Jeff Idelson and Gene Fruit have a new book collab that they put together called Grassroots Baseball. I guess it's a hardcover coffee table book, I would call, with great pictures. I got one at my house and I couldn't put it down. Jeff and Gene, welcome to Inside the Park. I appreciate you guys.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having us.
Good to be with you, Rob.
Yes. Please tell me, how did this come to come together and who had the idea to put this grassroots baseball book together, picture book?
When I was traveling, shooting the amateur game along with the professional game, I came out with my first book called Grassroots Baseball, Where Legends Begin, in 2019. And I connected with Jeff, who connected me with all the Hall of Famers that are in that first book, telling their stories about their younger years, their early years playing baseball in all the hotbeds around the world, Cuba, Puerto Rico, Japan, and then in the United States, places like Oakland, California, which is the Bay Area where I live, and Texas and Florida. And after that book came out, I wanted to grow grassroots baseball into something bigger, into a not-for-profit, and give back. And that's where we both are in our lives, is in a place where we want to give back. And Jeff was retiring from the Baseball Hall of Fame as its president after 25, 26 years of service there. And I asked him if he'd like to join me in this new venture and start this not-for-profit. And lucky for me, he said yes. And so we started Grassroots Baseball, a not-for-profit, and we decided to start along Route 66 because it doesn't get more Americana than baseball and Route 66.
Now, you just made me feel old. I know Jeff from the Yankees. When we were just starting out in baseball, and you telling me he spent 25 years at the Hall of Fame. I'm getting goosebumps. Was it that long, Jeff? I've known you, my God.
It's a long time, Rob. I mean, you were in Detroit for a lot of those years in New York, and now look at you. You're all over the place.
Unbelievable. This project, tell me, Jeff, what drew you to this, and why did you want to get involved? I already know your love for baseball, but tell me about this project.
Well, picking up on what Gene said, Rob, I was at a point in my life, like she was, where we wanted to give back to the sport that we love so much. And so, you know, for me, the opportunity to have worked for the Red Sox, Yankees, and the Hall of Fame was incredible. It's an experience I'll never, ever be unhappy that I had. But the opportunity to go back to the grassroots, to the amateur game, to the kids, to adults playing it for the love of it, was appealing to me. And the ability to help grow the game in underprivileged areas and make it accessible for kids, and the ability to promote kids and amateur baseball in general, was great. And Gene's work speaks for itself, and the Hall of Famers love being connected to it, and it just made all the sense in the world.
And Gene, obviously this is a podcast, not video, and I can't do it justice of the amazing pictures, for real. As a baseball guy, Jeff knows how much I love baseball. It's when I was a kid, I can remember people saying to me, I was going to marry a baseball. That's how much I love the game. Are you going to marry a baseball? I wore a baseball cap every day. I practiced pitching without a glove and a ball. So to see those pictures, and I'm sure for you too, you know, capturing these pictures, amazing pictures and scenes, just had to be something special for you as well. And just tell us about the experience of capturing all this.
It really is. I mean, baseball is played everywhere the same, everywhere around the world, right? It has the same rules, but it looks different in different places. And that's what I'm interested in. I'm interested in showing the culture of baseball. All those things you're talking about, the game itself in action is exhilarating, but it's so much more. It's the parents and the umpires and going to Ted Drew's ice cream shop after the game, you know, with your team, your dad taking you to, you know, your first baseball game, getting your first autograph by one of your heroes. All of those stories, all of the amateur stories, and how much the people have love for the game, everything from T-ball to old guys playing stickball on the streets of, you know, New York City. That's what I'm interested in. I'm interested in those stories and telling those stories and showing the cultural difference of baseball, what it looks like in downtown Chicago versus what it looks like in Baxter Springs, Kansas. New Mexico looks very different than the shores of Santa Monica. So showing the players, showing the culture, and showing that baseball is alive and well, and promoting the game, because we need the game to thrive in those young levels. So we're bringing up players and making the major leagues thrive with all those different cultures.
And Jeff, what's the response been from the book? Because it's an impressive, thing. You know, when you get it, when I got mine, I just, what's been the response?
Response has been phenomenal, Rob. We've done a number of book signings along Route 66, and it seems that every place we end up doing a signing, that the books fly off the shelves, which is very gratifying. And we've done events with the Oklahoma City Dodgers, Amarillo Sod Poodles, Albuquerque Isotopes. We saw you in L.A. with the Dodgers. We're headed to Busch Stadium later this week to do a signing with Ted Simmons and the Cardinals. But the outpouring from fans, from the baseball community, the photography community, is that it's just a great, great book, and it's a privilege to be a part of.
How can people pick it up? Let them know. Where can they get it? Everywhere? Amazon?
Yeah, you can get it everywhere in Amazon and in bookstores, but you can also get a signed copy on grassrootsbaseball.org.
There you go. Gene Fruth, Jeff Idleston, I appreciate you guys. What a tremendous job on this book. And if you're a baseball fan listening to this podcast, you better go check it out. Go online, check it out. When you see the pictures, some of them, you will want to have this. I could see people buying this as Christmas gifts for baseball fans as well as the year goes on. And go take a look at it. I'm not one to push product, but I'm telling you, I was overly thrilled to get my copy. So Thanks, guys, for having for joining us here on Inside the Parker, and good luck.
Thank you so much. What a pleasure.
Thanks, Rob.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, CJ.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't Nick?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
That ball is.
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up? Who's up?
I don't believe it! My, oh my!
Is it foul or is it fair? And now, from MLBBro.com, here's J.R. Gamble.
The Astros are running away with the AL West, and the return of 39-year-old ace Justin Verlander is a huge reason. Why? With a record of 10-3 and a 2.03 ERA and a stingy 0.83 whip entering Wednesday, Verlander is the front runner for the Cy Young and should make the All-Star team. JR, is it foul or fair to suggest that he needs to slow down a bit so as not to hurt the Astros' chances of winning a World Series?
Fair.
It's a fair ball.
And Dusty Baker's team has been making that accommodation, trying to protect Verlander and keep him healthy throughout the season, which is really most important. We know he's a workhorse, but the Astros don't need peak Verlander in early July. Things couldn't be any more gravy for Verlander in his return from Tommy John surgery. After throwing 6 innings combined in 2020 and 21, Verlander is already at 97 1/3 innings pitched this season, which is why the Astros have pushed his next starting assignment back a few days. Verlander, who last pitched June 29th against the Mets in New York, will make his next start in Thursday's series finale against the Royals. That'll be 7 days of rest. Now, the Astros ace says he feels good, but he also understands that he has to remain healthy for the Astros to complete another deep playoff run into October. His workload this year has been more than anticipated, but for good reason. He's thrown at least 6 innings in all but 3 starts and at least 7 innings 8 times. The man's dealing. He ranks 8th in innings pitched in the American League. What a workload. The 39-year-old prefers to pitch every 5th day, but he's managed to do it only 4 times this year because the team was being cautious with him early in the season. The Astros also used a 6-man rotation for much of May during a 34-day stretch with just 1 day off. Verlander would like to return to pitching on regular rest at some point, but I say keep him at 6-7 days. The Astros are 13.5 games up in the division and can afford to take their time with the guy who's the most important piece to a World Series victory.
It's time for the Pocket Protector Central. The analytic numbers you need to know. Well, maybe.
Anthony Masterson is his name. BS Analytics is his game. What do you got for me, Anthony?
I think it's time we talk about Julio Rodriguez, but not in a bad way. The number 3 overall prospect in the game coming into this season, Rodriguez earned the starting center field job in Seattle to begin the year, but unsurprisingly, at just age 21, struggled out of the gate, hitting .206 with 0 home runs in April. But since then, he showcased why he was a 5-tool prospect. In 61 games since May 1st, Julio is hitting .297 with 15 home runs, a .912 OPS, and 11 stolen bases. July 4th was his 81st career game, or half a full season. Would you believe that Rodriguez is the only player in the entire history of Major League Baseball to have 15 home runs and 20 stolen bases in his first 81 games? It's true. And at just 21, he's only the 4th player in AL history to post a full season of 15 homers and 20 steals before turning 22, joining Mike Trout, who did it twice, Alex Rodriguez, and Sammy Sosa, and only the 11th player in Major League history. And he's still got half a season to go. A 30-30 season for a rookie is not too far-fetched, though the list of players who have pulled off that feat is small. In fact, it's just one guy, the aforementioned Trout. And his AL leading 20 steals are no small feat in and of themselves. This century, only 2 players have led league in steals in their rookie year. Trout, obviously, and another Pacific Northwest hero, Ichiro, in 2001. 21 years after Ichiro Mania, the Mariners might have another superstar on their hands.
Turn money into more money.
Now it's time for Betting on the Bases with Dave Gascon.
Love that money. Love that money.
Hey, Rob, we kick things off on Friday night in Cincinnati. Reds and Rays will go at it from Great American Ballpark. Shane McClanahan's throwing for Tampa Bay in this one. 9-3 this year, but the ERA, sub-2 at 174. I got to imagine he's in the odds on favorite to win the Cy Young on the American League side of things. So naturally, I'm taking Tampa Bay in that contest. Meanwhile, on the National League side of things, Dodgers and Cubbies. Keegan Thompson's pitched well for the Chicago Cubs this year. 7-3 record, ERA is at 3.41. On the opposing side, he should make the All-Star game, especially since it is in LA, but Tyler Anderson's been stellar so far for LA. 9-1 record, ERA just over 3 at 3.09. Cubbies and Dodgers in this affair. I'm going to take the under from Los Angeles in the Friday night contest. San Francisco and San Diego, a battle of National League teams out west from San Diego at Petco Park. Blake Snell so far is 0-5 with an ERA at 5.13. I'm going to take San Francisco. There'll be a slight dog in this game, but I'll take the Giants to take this one against the Padres at Petco Park. So 1, 2, and 3, 2 teams on the National League side, and obviously Tampa Bay in the interleague matchup versus the Cincinnati Reds. That's all I got for now. Rob, I'm out.
When Rob was a newspaper columnist, he lived by this motto. If I'm writing, I'm ripping. Let's bring in a writer or broadcaster, old or new.
All right, now let's welcome into the podcast one of my favorite people, a baseball guy like me. He is an editor at MLBBro.com, Mark Gray, a veteran of ESPN and many other places where he covered Major League Baseball and other sports. Mark, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, man. Pleased, honored, privilege to join and be in the Parker house.
Man, we appreciate having you. I want to jump right here. You know, baseball does a great job in celebrating a lot of things, and baseball steeped in history and tradition. But there's one day that comes and goes a lot and people
don't remember it and don't celebrate it that much. And it involves Larry Doby. You did a great piece on MLBBro.com. And if you haven't seen it, go check out Mark Gray's piece on the website. But Mark, talk about Larry Doby and the significance of him in Major League Baseball history.
Well, you know, like we opened up that piece, you know, often the second person is the lesser revered, but it does minimize what Larry Doby went through. And then to play at the all-star level, I mean, and to be integrating the American League, which was reluctant to give Black players their opportunities. I mean, you even look down through the course of history, even in modern times, like our formative years, the National League was the league of the brothers. I mean, you always had the brothers from the Cardinals back in the 60s, you know, the Mets when they won it in 69. On through the great Cincinnati Red, Big Red Machine. Heck, the Oakland A's had a bunch of brothers too. So, but the National League was the home for all the Black players. And for Larry Doby to have to navigate this opportunity to make a statement that Black players could play not only in the majors, but in the American League specifically, and to do it at a high level, and to be the only one in Cleveland. It's an amazing story, and it's a part of the legacy of Black American influence on baseball that is not told. And that's what we do at MLBBro.com, Rob. You know, we tell the stories that should have been told a long time ago, in a way that would make LeVar Burton proud. We're like the Reading Rainbow of Black baseball history, and I'd love to be down with that.
No doubt. And people should know that Larry Doby was also the second Black manager in Major League Baseball history, which is Frank Robinson was the first Black manager. Larry Doby was second. So Larry Doby was second to Jackie Robinson and second to Frank Robinson.
Yeah, he was behind two Robinsons historically. Isn't that crazy? I mean, how could fate play that? And he did it like within 11 weeks of Jackie Robinson. So he was that second dude that came along. He wasn't in a sexy spot like Brooklyn, where you had all the media attention that you would get from both sides. He was in Cleveland, one newspaper town. A lot of people weren't really paying attention to the Tribe at that time as much as they were the Browns. You know, the Browns were the really big deal then in that community. But Larry Doby did things that people really need to appreciate. And you mentioned something earlier about how baseball has one big celebration day for the Black American influence, and it's Jackie Robinson Day. However, Larry Doby's day is just as significant, if you ask me, because you look at the body of work, second by weeks to integrate the game. And then like about 30 years later, it's time for him to follow in Frank Robinson's footsteps as a manager. And you got to give big props to Bill Veeck. I mean, the guy that we know, if you know anything about baseball on the south side of Chicago, who gave us Disco Demolition Night and the shower in center field at Comiskey Park, is the dude that opened up doors in Cleveland and Chicago to give Larry Doby his chance to make history. He's an amazing man, a tremendous story. And again, those are the kind of things that need to come to the surface so that everybody can appreciate them. And I think that's what we do so well.
Our guest is Mark Gray. He's one of the senior editors at MLBBro.com. He does a lot of great features about the past and the current as well. And let's turn there. We've seen players coming up on teams now, and I think baseball has done a job in planting some seeds and developing some young Black talent that we're starting to see get to the major leagues. The Pirates and the Orioles, just to name a couple teams. Tell us about what's going on.
Well, you look at the Orioles, and I mean, our first MLB bro get from the ballpark was Cedric Mullins. And who knew the physical ailments that he was playing through last year in a breakout season where he became either the first or second player in the history of the Orioles to go 30-30.
He was the first.
Yeah, 30 home runs, stolen bases. You know, when you put that into perspective, that's stuff that Barry Bonds and Ken Griffey were doing on the regular at the start of their careers. And, you know, the Orioles, you know, heck, when Cincinnati said Frank Robinson, your career is over, all he did was come over in 66, and what'd he do? He won the Triple Crown. They swept the Dodgers. So you look at that, and then there's the Pirates, you know, and it was ironic. I was at the ballpark the other day at the Nationals game when they were playing the Pirates down on the field. I see, you know, an MLB bro fan with his Stargell shirt on. It was like, you know, have coming to grips with the truth of your past. But the Pirates have traditionally been a place that has been very liberal, and it really speaks to the American League versus National League sort of a unwritten demographic, if you will. I don't know if it played like that or if there's something to it. I'm not, you know, casting any aspersions off, but the facts are what they were. National League gave Black American players an opportunity and players of color when the American League was trying to, stem the tide. And had it not been for the St. Louis Cardinals in the 60s, quite frankly, when you had Lou Brock, Curt Flood, Bill White, and Bob Gibson that were beating the Yankees for, I think, everybody to get the vibe around the league with what's going on. But I'm glad to see Pittsburgh is back. That's a great baseball town. And, you know, we get lost in Ke'Bryan Hayes, and you now see O'Neill Cruz. And you look at the players coming up. The question is, in Baltimore, quite frankly, Rob, if I had an opportunity to get an arm for Cedric Mullins and I could move him to a contending team, I would take that if I were Baltimore. And then that would give me the flexibility to draft Drew Jones coming up in the draft, who's supposedly the top prospect. So if I was playing virtual GM, I would be looking out for a move like that. But I will say this, Rob. If the Orioles at 80 can finish 82-82 with a murderer's row in their division, okay, let's be clear about that. Yankees are looking at 100, maybe 120 wins. Boston could potentially have 100 wins. Toronto and Tampa are looking at 85-95 wins. Orioles get to 82-82. I'd be scared of them within the next 2 years.
Last thing, Byron Buxton did something that had never been done, an 8-5 triple play. Talked about it earlier in the podcast. But as much as we like to give him credit, there was some terrible base running. Can you speak to that?
Oh, my goodness, man. And this is the thing that I hate about analytics, Rob, because you can't put a price on fundamentally sound, making the plays that you're supposed to, and just playing the game, quote, the right way. I'm seeing guys miss cutoff men. I'm seeing guys, forget about the relay stuff. It's all about spin rates and launch angles. These were bad baseball plays, and they forgot who the best player in the center field is right now. Buxton made the play.
His name is Mark Gray. You need to check his stuff out. He's an editor. One of the best, longtime friend of mine here on Inside the Parker. Mark Gray, we appreciate you. Thank you, my brother.
Hey, thank you, bro. Always a pleasure. Catch Debatable on MLBBro.com. We're going to rock the mic again this week.
Now bring in the closer.
Strike one.
Strike two.
Strike three.
Here's why MLB is better than the NFL or NBA, and it isn't even close.
Reason number 555 why Major League Baseball is better than the NBA and the NFL is reasons like Wednesday night and the scene at Fenway Park when Brian Bello made his Major League debut for the Boston Red Sox against the Tampa Bay Rays. Bello is the number three prospect in the Red Sox farm system, and of course the top-ranked pitcher, according to MLB Pipeline. And this kid is, one of those guys you expect to be a great pitcher. He's 23 years old from the Dominican Republic. He has a tremendous
repertoire, including a fastball that's been clocked as high as 99 miles an hour, along with a changeup and a slider. But it's moments like this that you don't often get where there's anticipation about a player in baseball. You know, it's not like the NFL and the NBA where you normally just come right from college and you start playing. You know, kids got to go to the minor leagues. They got to put in some time. Are they going to make it? When are they going to make their debut in the major leagues? And the Red Sox fans have been waiting for this kid. And Wednesday night, he was at Fenway Park. And you could imagine, it was electric.
In the words of New York TV legend, the late Bill Jorgensen, thanking you for your time this time until next time. Rob Parker, out.
He can't get it. This could be an inside to Parker.
See you next week. Same bat time, same bat station.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.